Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Baltimore positive. I have to clear my throat because I'm going to get on that pizza over there. Mushroom, green pepper, black olive, and pepperoni. We're at Pizza John's, the pizza box back here. This is so creative. I keep doing the show the wrong way here, and there's a sign that says the dining room's closed because I'm in this special. This is the kids' play area over here. It is the it's the sun area. I feel sort of like when Superstar Graham would come to the ring with the Grand Wizard back in the mid-1970s in wrestling, and he would be blinded by the light of the ring, and the Superstar would have to have his sunglasses taken off by the Wiz. I feel like I'm there. I'm in Essex. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. This is the first one I've touched. It's kind of metallic. Isn't that kind of pretty? Metallic purple, if I get it right. This is the Ravens. New scratch-off times two. You enter for second-chance prizes. Top prize, $20,000. And prize check number 001 is going to Jessica Vallis, who does the WNST BaltimorePositive.com website. We really sort of don't use the WNST designation anymore because it's a radio thing. It is BaltimorePositive.com. I'm on year eight. We're about to celebrate our 28th anniversary. I haven't gotten rid of our... right here, 26th logo with our oyster that we did 2 years ago. So I'm going to come up with a 28 at some point for all of this. But she does our website. She's Hartford Designs. I'm going to let her... You're like such a cause person. You're a Pennsylvania mommy married to a Harford County daddy whose father was connected with me. I think... Did I go to China with your father-in-law? Did he go to China on that Ripken trip? I think he did.
I don't know. He was with Cal for a lot of things.
Yeah, your father-in-law worked with Cal for a bunch of years. My website took a crash. I don't know, man. Maybe it was when Chad Steele threw me out. So at some point, our website crashed and burned.
I think it was probably 2021, 22.
Yeah, right around then.
You could mark a lot of events by COVID.
I tell you what, man, I found you in the middle of the night, and my website was bleeding, and within like a minute and a half, we had everything back up and running, so you're our webmaster, but you do a lot of things, and I guess in this particular segment, other than you and I fighting about AI, which I'll state till the end, you do causes, and like you ran for public office, you're this... mommy machine who has like a garden and takes her kids hiking and tries to teach them various languages as well as Oriole baseball. And I don't know, you had like a cause. You hit me like 2 weeks ago, like, hey, Ness, I need a favor.
I was not like
that. Like, you, of course, I'll do anything for you. And you're like, well, it's for a playground and kids and ice cream. And I'm like, all right. Come to Pizza John's, where I got my first ever milkshake right there about 2 weeks ago, where they have ice cream. And this is like, this is a cool story, and I'm honored to have you involved to tell this story. So let's go.
Well, thank you. So I used to be a Maryland resident. We moved up to York County, Pennsylvania.
Home of Luke Jones, by the way. Yes.
And we moved to this small town called Seven Valleys. You blink and you're through it. It's only about 450 residents.
All right, so I'm 83. I'm going up. I cross the line.
Yep, you go up.
I go to the Shrewsbury beer and lottery tickets, which is now like a Walmart emporium, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Shrewsbury antique store that I love so much. Where am I in relation to that? North and Air?
Yep, you go up one more exit and get off at the Glen Rock exit, exit 8.
All right.
And we're just a couple miles off of that.
Luke went to Susquehannock. Does that make any...
It does. It's the school south of us,
I just like
I
saying
believe.
That. It's a fun word to say, isn't it?
I guess
it's more fun than saying Seven Valleys.
All the
Native American Indian-like words of Susquehannock. They're great names.
We were going to the Franklin Institute in Philadelphia a couple weeks ago, and we were going over the Schuylkill River, right? And we're driving along it, and I was like, Christopher, my husband, had trouble saying it.
Schuylkill.
So, yeah, Schuylkill River.
Schuylkill.
And
in Philly, Schuylkill.
Yeah, so I looked up the origin of the word, and it's Dutch. And I have a friend that is Dutch and lives in the Netherlands. And so I said, how do you say this? And he was like, Schuylkill.
Schuylkill.
And I was like, says that.
You could feed that into any Google thing and get the best stuff now. Like, I'd never leave the house, you know? I was a guy with, like, the thesaurus next to my bed because I like looking up words in English. I'm ready to learn... I would have thought Schuylkill was like a Native American tribe of some, you know, like it sounded like that kind of word to me.
So anyways, Seven Valleys, like I said, you blink and you're through it. But one of the things that got the town kind of on the map, and it's kind of got this rivalry with Baltimore, is that we claim to be the birthplace of commercial ice cream. So back in 1853...
So that would mean like a machine was there, like a mechanism to create more than a vat of ice cream or two.
Yeah, so let me tell you the history of it. So this Baltimore resident, Fussell, what is his first name
here? We created ice cream?
Jacob Fussell. Okay, he was making commercial ice cream down in Baltimore, or he was making ice cream down in Baltimore. And he moved his manufacturing up to Seven Valleys, Pennsylvania, where he built a ice cream factory right along Northern Central Railroad.
He had cows.
No, he didn't. So he found that all these farms around us, because we're kind of in the middle of nowhere, had all this excess cream. We were along a railroad. I mean, when you look at the old pictures of the factory, you would just literally walk out the door to the railroad. And so he would get all this excess cream. He was able to get the ice and ship the product straight down to Baltimore. And so then...
1862. Before the Civil War. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And we had... our small town had Confederate soldiers walk through. We've got old-time pictures of that. So there was a lot going on in the area at the time. But then he moved the factory maybe 2-3 years later back down to Baltimore at 180 North Exeter Street in Baltimore.
All right.
So this is how I'm kind of joining my Pennsylvania cause with Baltimore, is my small town has a lot to do with Baltimore. And if you Google the birthplace of commercial ice cream, it'll go back and forth between, was it Baltimore? Was it Seven Valleys? So...
And now you wonder why I want you on a show, because I just want to hear the story, right?
Yeah, so. If you know me, I research everything. If you tell
me, give me your little flyer so I can read it out loud.
There you go.
This is all you wanted me to do. She wanted me to share this on social media. I'm like, nah, man, it's like a whole story. Together we can ensure this sweet legacy continues to bring joy, connection, and community for generations to come. It's got all, like, there's kids here serving ice cream. Every time someone enjoys a cone, scoop, or sundae, they're part of a story that stretches back to these rolling hills and farms in southern PA. Look, man, there's never a time I don't get off those roads up there and say, when I drive to Hampstead, you know what I mean? Like anywhere northern Baltimore. We live in a beautiful part of the world, I think, don't
you?
Yeah,
we do.
Absolutely. We got good ice cream, too. Now, the town that once played a key role in creating a beloved treat, my favorite treat, by the way. You know I love ice cream, right? Like, I love ice cream.
I could eat an entire quart of it in one sitting if I was able to.
If you were to ask me right now, ice cream flavors I have in my current freezer, like this minute.
How many flavors do you have, Nestor?
I'm glad to tell you. All are brought to you by friends at the Maryland Lottery, GBMC, and our friends at Farner. We're at Pizza John's, where they have, I don't know how many flavors they have, but I'm guessing, okay? And I'm going to walk in the middle of this segment. You're going to continue to talk about this, and I'm going to come back and count. Behind me, how far is the ice cream counter? 20 feet?
Yeah.
10 paces? 12 paces, okay?
How big are your paces?
Okay, I never knew it was there, okay? So Brett's going to come on later and yell at me, and the ladies are going to laugh at me. I've never ordered ice cream here ever, and I pimped it about a year and a half, like a crab cake. I'm getting a crab cake here today because it's a crab cake tour. People don't think there's a crab cake here. There's a crab cake here at Pizza John's. You get beer, you get wine, get Chianti, cab, you can do it all. Get a salad. You got a salad. Delicious salads here. Never got ice cream here. And I've waited. I see the cookies. I see the tiramisu. I've had the little brown bottom. What are those things called? Brown bottoms? What are those little chocolates with the... They're like little chocolate cheesecake brownie.
I don't know. Whatever
they're called.
It's just something that ends up in my cart.
Okay, they got them. And they got carrot cake, cheesecake, several kinds of cheesecake. Chocolate cake. They have cake. But they have ice cream here. And I've never ordered it. This is the kids' area. You can see down here. They have like a little claw machine, kids' games. This is where, like, if you're plug your kids right now. With kids' names and ages. Give them to me.
George is 8 years old and Finn is 6.
So George or Finn would love to have a birthday party here.
No, they might, but mom wouldn't because I wouldn't be able to get them away from
the games.
H2
There's
Hyperdrive.
Things going on here. There's TVs for sports, iconic subs, great cheesesteaks here. So I pimped the crinkle cut french fries with gravy. Love it. The ham that they import from Dundalk. I love that. I got my straight from Dundalk shirt because Johnny Allen and I are going to East Point. I've never ordered. There was a Dairy Queen around the corner from here called Thunderbird. It was literally the Arnold's drive-thru. Literally, you drove up. It had the speaker, brought the milkshake, and it's where we would go on a date and get split a milkshake or, you know, get a burger and fry. It was that kind of place in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. So down here, you would always go there to get a banana split. Right? They have milkshakes here and ice cream, and I've never in my life ordered one until 3 weeks ago, Father's Day night. So when it was 4 weeks ago, Father's Day. I came in here on a bender on a Saturday night. I needed a milkshake. And I was home, and I'm like, you know what? My wife was out of town, and it was sad. It was hot. It was just when it was getting hot. And I'm like, I'm going to go get a milkshake, and I'm going to get a pizza or a sub. I came over. I got a sub, and I got a milkshake. I got a strawberry milkshake here, and it was like one scoop, two scoop, three scoop, four, five scoops, seven, five, more. So I had this giant milkshake, and I went out. And Brett was like, you want whipped cream on it? Like, you get the same amount of milkshake. The whipped cream's on the top, you know. And I'm like, sure, man, put some whipped cream on there. I bet there are 12 different kinds of ice cream there, maybe 16, but 12. There are definitely 12 different kinds of ice cream in my freezer right now. There are I promise you. There's a Wise vanilla bean. Got to have that.
You know, vanilla bean. If you only have one flavor in your entire life.
Preach, girl.
It's vanilla bean.
Preach.
Probably followed by mint chocolate chip.
Don't have any of that, but my wife doesn't love that, but preach. Keep going.
My husband loves a good coconut ice cream.
Coconut? Where were you?
So we have a lot of dairy farms in my area, and we've got a lot of small creameries. So
we started talking ice cream, and the sun went away. It's like perfect.
So we go to this one called Perrydell. In Pennsylvania, and they have custom ice cream flavors based on like themes going on. If it's summertime, they're going to do a marshmallow one. My kids always
go. Did they call it Batman and Smurf and stuff to confuse me or no?
No.
Okay, all right.
But the kids always go for either like the most colorful rainbow one or cotton candy. They're pretty solid.
I haven't had a cotton candy ice cream. They might have a cotton candy here. So here, see, in my fridge, get a pen out. Let's write them down. I'm promising you, and I'm going to have Jen send a picture over. So I have vanilla bean. I have eggnog.
Ew.
It's left from Christmas, and I haven't opened it, and I keep thinking it's not getting gummy.
Put it in the deep freezer.
Eggnog in July. Leave me alone. That's two. All right. So I have she's got what's the Ben and Jerry's she likes? The fish food. Fish food's in there. We have my favorite is Jenny's brown butter. That is number one for me. Jenny's brown almond butter, number one. That's in there. She's got some watermelon taffy that's at Jenny's that's in there. I don't eat that. She's got a brambleberry crisp. Jenny's delicious. I haven't touched it. It's in there. I know it's in there. I have a moose pie Ben & Jerry's that's in there. I have a special limited edition Ben & Jerry's honey latte. It's the graham crack. It's honey.
Oh, okay.
Graham cracker latte. All right, graham cracker latte. That's what it is. And then I also have one little mouthful of this left, and I fell back in love with it. I haven't had it in 35 years. It's essentially Heath coffee bars. It's coffee bar, toffee. I think there's one more in there. I don't know which. I'll have to think about it for a minute.
Okay, so you have.
Oh, there. Hold on. There is a, this was a Cheapo Depot, and it's from your part of the world, from Pennsylvania. What's the name of the famous farm that you would take your kids to?
Turkey Hill.
Yeah. It's a Turkey Hill late night. I just polished off the butter pecan. I can't claim it. But it was in there night before last, okay?
Okay.
But so you can add that in. As of 2 days ago, there's one extra one. It's gone now. But right now, there is a final scoop of the cherry chunk late night.
Oh, my God.
Night. Jerry.
How
late
big is
late
your
night.
Freezer?
Like, so how many has, is that?
We've
swear
got
to
one,
God.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11 ice creams in your freezer.
And it would
right
have
now.
Been 12 had I. All right, so I said over here, I think there are 12.
Okay.
I'm going to take a picture of it and come back, and we're going to go through what we have, and you're going to tell everybody. Jessica Vallis is my guest. We're Pizza John's. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have the new Raven scratch-off. She's got ticket number one. I've got ticket number two through the rest. We're going to be at Costas and Timonium next Thursday. It's all brought to you by GBMC, and they're rolling out like a new logo, new stuff. I just learned about this. And as well, we're going to be celebrating them at Costas next Thursday. Alan McCallum, who lost his mom, is going to be with me next Thursday. Steve Elliott, my fantastic chiropractor, who's going to be so happy that I'm sitting. Oh, it's cracked my back. He'll be here in a little while to eat some pizza with me. And then John Allen's coming by, and we're closing down East Point. So Jessica is doing the Seven Valleys Ice Cream Playground and is raising dough. So you pimp. I'm going to go over.
Sure.
If I order a milkshake, would that
I will have one. Vanilla.
I am not
give
doing
me a
yoga
vanilla.
Today. You want a vanilla?
Yeah, vanilla.
Right. I'll get you vanilla, and I'm going to get me one.
Oh, if they have cookies and cream. That's another good one.
Make up your mind, girl. Let's I thought you wanted mint chocolate chip.
No, let's go cookies and cream. I have certain
I don't want
flavors.
Any of these. I don't want any vanilla, eggnog, fish food.
Okay,
I never
cookies
eat her fish food. Brown, I love that. Watermelon, I love, but I don't eat it. I had a strawberry milkshake here because my wife doesn't love strawberry ice cream, so like I don't buy it. So I don't want to do strawberry this time.
Okay.
I'm going to do something else. Vanilla for you. Done.
Got
all right.
It.
Jessica
all right.
Vallis is here. Take over. I'm going to turn my mic down.
All right.
This is like the tryouts when I hired Luke. This is great.
So anyways, so we've got this awesome history in Seven Valleys as it relates to commercial ice cream. And we're a small town, but we're also a growing town, and we have a lot of young families coming into our area. And as an old, old town, not a lot has changed. And with these young families, we needed to bring something to the community to help engage. So about a year, 2 years ago, we decided we were going to build a playground right along the NCR Trail. Well, up in Pennsylvania, it is called the Heritage Rail Trail. And so you could actually ride from Maryland a lot of miles up into Pennsylvania, get off at the trail, and the playground would be right there. It's about half a mile from my house. I trust my kids to ride their bikes there. And so we're going to build a playground there, and it's going to address a gap in socioeconomic needs. The population compared to other neighborhoods, we've got 29% of our population is aged 0 to 18, and our median income compared to other neighborhoods is the lowest. So we're going to bridge that socioeconomic gap with something that's really fun and engaging for the community. So as we were coming up with ideas for the playground, we decided to really lean in to the ice cream history, because you can just go to any ice, you know, any playground in the area, and a lot of them are just going to be the same, but we've picked out a crazy unique structure that's about like 3 stories tall, and it's got multiple slides, and they've got something similar in the area, and my kids just play hide and seek and tag, and even the bigger kids can play on it, little kids. And
you've had enough. Can you can do this all day though, right? You had a podcast, right?
Yeah.
You just go on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me finish up here. So.
Oh, drink some water. Okay. I love this. This is great.
So, anyways, we started fundraising for this playground, and we're just reaching out to the community to see, especially people who maybe sell ice cream or manufacture it themselves, to remember the history.
Well, they do Hershey here.
Oh,
that's
do they?
Pennsylvania, right? There's Pennsylvania, right?
I think so, but it's not to be confused with Hershey chocolate.
Really?
Completely different.
See this? The things you learn.
I do my research
before
I dig into anything.
And I took under consideration exactly what you said. So the ice cream part of this, from a flavor standpoint, do they still, like, where do your kids get ice cream when you're up there? Give me the story about this.
Yeah, so after Russell Fussell moved back down to Baltimore, other ice cream shops, like at least 3, came up in Seven Valleys and just kind of took over what he left behind. And now when we want ice cream, we've got so many local ice cream shops.
I'm going to come up. How many? I'm going to hit them all. I mean, they're all going to be right out on the farm, right?
Oh, yeah. The one that we go to, Perrydale, you get your ice cream, and then you walk, you know, 20 yards, and there's the cows. And ooh, yeah, you can go watch them get milked.
See, and when I get creative with the flavors at these places, right? So to me, it's fun to say all the Ben and Jerry's names and like whatever, but I love when there's a fresh peach ice cream. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It doesn't need to be fancy. It doesn't need to have any graham crackers.
I mean, that's some of my childhood memories is going to farms, picking the peaches, and then they would have the fresh peach ice cream in the back. And, you know, after eating about 20 peaches while you were picking, you would then go cool down with peach ice cream as if you didn't have enough peaches.
It's funny that Claude is the name of AI. I had an Uncle Claude. My Uncle Claude lived in South Carolina. And I went to the peach farms in western South Carolina when I was a boy with my mom in Abbeville, South Carolina. And we picked peaches. And I would go back to my Uncle Claude's house, and we would make peach ice cream in the churn with the salt.
My mom did that too for us when we were kids.
And you'd have to, and it always came out soft with a little bit of salt around it because the mm-hmm. salt on the edge would be there. And I'd sell my soul for that right now, you know? So, like, when I think about, like, if I were to come up to any of these, I'm looking more for that than, like, a chocolate chip or even a vanilla bean.
Yeah.
Or, which I've gone through. And by the way, so give the full thing. So I want to go back to Pizza Johnson because I ordered a couple milkshakes and I want to get down with this.
What is going to make, I mentioned it's a ice cream themed playground. And it just means a lot of the decorations around the playground are going to be ice cream themed. But there's also going to be a pretend ice cream stand where the kids can pretend to sell their own ice cream. And I'm just imagining a lot of mulch flavored ice cream coming out of there, a lot of oak tree flavored ice cream, a lot of grass. A lot of rock flavored ice cream as well. So I think it's going to be a great time for the kids. So like I said, it really, this playground is going to serve a lot. It also has, a seesaw and a couple other things that are there for accessibility. So it's really going to be a playground for everybody. We're working with, the YMCA of the Roses in York, Pennsylvania. They're helping us to fundraise and, yeah, we're just excited to really kick this project off. And now who are you texting?
Well, my wife about ice cream. What, so how do we do it? Give everybody the details.
Okay, so if you would like to make a donation, you can
This is Jessica, by the way.
Hi.
She runs my website. That's all right.
So if you would like to donate to this amazing cause, you can visit sevenvalleysborough.com/play. Borough is spelled B-O-R-O-U-G-H. Kind of a mouthful. So sevenvalleysborough.com/play.
Jessica Vallis runs the Baltimore Positive website. We're down here at Pizza John's. We're talking about pizza and but really ice cream today. And I'm doing a crab cake tour, so I'll get a crab cake in the last segment because I'm bringing John on. We're going to East Point Mall. I'm wearing my Straight Outta Dundalk shirt. And I went up, and we've gone through. I had 11 ice creams, and my wife's taking a picture for me, I hope,
anyway.
Oh, my
gosh.
So let's see here. They have 9 flavors here
okay.
at Pizza John's. You ready? Vanilla bean.
Classic.
Chocolate.
Classic.
Strawberry.
Standard.
Cookies and cream.
You got to have it.
Orioles Grand Slam.
Ooh, what's that one?
I think it's a Honey Graham.
Okay. I was thinking maybe like an orange creamsicle.
Chocolate chip cookie dough, mint chocolate chip, butter pecan, and moose tracks.
Okay.
So those are the 9. I ordered 2 milkshakes, 1 for me, 1 for you. I did not order strawberry for me. I did not order vanilla bean for you.
Okay.
So, and now, so my wife just sent me the picture of what's currently in our freezer. And in the freezer right now.
That's too much ice cream.
Fish food, watermelon taffy, coffee toffee crunch, honey graham latte, mousse pie, vanilla bean. There's the late night cherry chocolate chunk. There's the brambleberry brist, blah, 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 and there's the brown almond. Blah, 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 blah. And if you look back there, there is the lost eggnog that is underneath. It is all true. There you have it. I have more ice cream in my freezer than they have at Pizza John's. How about that?
And again, we're bringing
And I'm doing an ice cream story here.
I know. So we're bringing all this up because you've got this commercialized ice cream that you can store instead of just going up to an ice cream shop and having it right then and there because it's going to melt all over the place. And that is the history of part of the history of Seven Valleys that is also shared with Baltimore.
brilliance at work. Now, you do a whole bunch of other stuff, and you like promoting cool things that you do here. You've been a part of a bunch of different work opportunities in the web, and you're an artist at heart and very exploratory, I think, in the web and what you do. You and I have had like an AI, like, because you're going to build a plant in your neighborhood, right? And this is a very good
Well, not necessarily.
But nobody wants it. Terry will never come on the show. This is Terry.
Hi, Terry.
I haze her at the front counter. I love her. She's been to East Point Mall just like me. You're excused. If you want to sit down, you know you're invited. You know I love you.
You got me mint chocolate chip?
I just told the whole world I love you. No, I got me to mint chocolate chip, and I got you to cookies and cream because you said you're cookies and cream. So I haven't had a good mint chocolate chip in a long time. I admitted this to you a minute ago.
Yeah.
It's not something that I keep in the fridge. So have a little bit of this. Not too much, because we got to talk. And here's a cardinal sin, and I'm about to break the rule. And my wife knows it's true. Anything that's dairy creates phlegm. Anything that creates phlegm creates problems for Nestor. I start sounding like that in the next segment. And John Allen will talk about this, because you can't drink like a quart of milk before you go do sing on stage, right? So
milk was a bad idea.
It's not often that I do this, but it is an ice cream segment that we're doing here, right? Jessica's here on behalf of the – give me the name of the group again.
It is part of the Seven Valleys Borough Ice Cream Playground. I love that they give you a big straw.
Good. Oh, yeah.
So you're never going to get any chunks.
It's minty. It's she grind. Terry, thank you. Terry ground it all up for me, and it's smooth.
It is.
Smooth. You know what I saw popping up? I'm going to be in New York next week for Rush. Right two doors down from my favorite pizza shop in New York, which 27th and Broadway. Delicious. Very different than Pizza John's. Margarita, I just get a plain. It's very, very... Just little cheese, little sauce, little basil, very plain. Unlike my bougie, you know, my pizza's this high when I come into Pizza John's. I got the olives on there and the green peppers and all that. Now, three doors up from my pizza joint in New York, they have a boozy milkshake joint. You go in, you get stiff milkshakes. So it's that's
you need
the
it
theme
with
of the
a
bar.
Spoon?
I don't know, man. Like, all I know is when I go by there, I sort of think, like, I just had pizza. If I want a boozy milkshake, I'll go in there and get some sort of... I don't even know what they put in it, but it's a boozy ice cream bar, like, literally.
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, it's New York. You get anything you want there. Jessica Vallis is here. She gives us our website. So give me your AI thing. I started on the AI thing when the milkshakes came.
Yeah, so I would say...
And I want to drink my milkshake. So
oh my God, it's delicious.
I want to shut up. You can talk.
This is going to be gone by the end of the segment, just so you know.
I want you to be mad at me for using AI the way you really are.
So there's a huge debate with AI right now about what is responsible AI usage and if the trade-off with communities and neighbors is worth it, because we know that data centers are a really big drain on the energy system. They take up a lot of water. There's the noise pollution.
What if they could be neutral, though? What if we could make them neutral?
If they were neutral, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
We effed up with cars and didn't make those neutral. Now that you can make them neutral, we're too dependent upon, like, drilling and
yeah,
and,
we are. Well, that's why I also drive an electric vehicle or a hybrid.
But what I'm saying is these things don't turn on a dime. With AI, we're at the dawn of it. We can get it right from the beginning. I sound like a friggin' like I'm running for office. Like, we can get this right from the beginning, where we could build AI plants, places where the water could be used the right way, the energy could be resourced from solar or wind. There's a billion ways to be self-sustaining without wrecking the planet, but not saying la 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 la. There is no AI, because we can't do that.
Yeah,
you know that.
You know, if you look at the history of the planet, and humans have been on this planet for like all of a minute, and within that minute, we have done more damage to the planet and the ozone.
Oh, we're totally effing it up.
Oh, yeah. So, we think about, the coal industry and how that damaged everything and smog. But so this is just kind of another peg in that. So I was probably one of the first people to get on board with AI and ChatGPT. And I was getting on you about using it and not using it, because at the time I wasn't aware of the repercussions, and I'm going to be honest, I still use it, so I'm a little bit of a hypocrite there, but I'm just mindful, because in the area I live,
that's why I want to be an advocate to not say let's not use it. or let's use less of it or this or that and let the Chinese or the Russians beat us up. Let's be the ones that figure out a way to make it neutral.
Yeah.
And neutral is just a word I'm using as not effing up your community.
Yeah. So right? Our water source comes from the Susquehanna. And the Susquehanna has a data center along it. And I think last I heard they want to put 6 more along that. So how is that eventually going to impact my water supply? How is that going to impact my electricity, which is already high because the AI plants are buying up the generators, and then, you know, whatever extra they have, they sell back to the grid at a higher rate. So
well,
it's the consumers
that,
who are paying for that.
We're getting to who owns the information as well.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't gotten to the ethical part of that with the military and eating up the world and wreck. You know, like, I'm in on all of those conversations, but I'm also in on the conversation of being a solopreneur who owned an AM radio station who has managed to survive all this long enough to be a podcaster here in Essex today, as well as a digital creator or whatever all that means. But it is about information and trusted information.
Yeah.
And I think the AI part that you know, you've known me long enough, it, and I've known you long enough as an artist, it blows my effing mind.
Yeah.
Like John Allen, who's coming later, my rock star buddy, great artist. I mean, I've known him all of our, he's always been an artist. Like, not a musician, he's a musician, but artist. And I took that AI image of the poop plant that we're celebrating that the,
From
1985. It's a poop plant. It's okay. It's East side. She ain't from around here. She's from Pennsylvania.
Originally from Baltimore.
I took the image and AI'd it, and it creates images that make us laugh out loud that we wouldn't be able to do on our own or do a lousy Photoshop job or whatever. And it's little things like that that people are using it for all day long, all the AI, ChatGPT flyers.
I mean, my flyers.
That put people like you out of business. I mean, I get it, but I don't think it's going away.
It's
so,
not.
So
it's
fighting
not.
It is silly. Let's get on the right side of fighting for making it neutral, which is just a word for let's not F up communities.
Yeah, essentially. I mean, that being said, I do use it. Like the flyers I made for the playground, I put in most of the information and, you know, I took journalism classes in college. I should know how to write an article, but it still does it better. And
my clone's funnier than me. I'm telling you. It is.
And then, I was able to get a lot of historic pictures, black and whites, of the original ice cream factories. And I put it into ChatGPT and I said, colorize this. And there were a couple times, you know, it spit back this one image and the building was green because it was
like my milkshake?
A little bit darker.
Okay.
But you have to double check what AI gives you, because then I Googled, what would this siding have been? Because it's like a stucco kind of thing over top of brick. So then I do my own research. Turns out it was like a tar-like substance used to protect the exterior, and it would have turned brown or blackish. So then I just put that information in, and it gave me the correct coloring of the building. So I've been using that. There's another one of another ice cream shop, and there's like 3 little boys and 2 older gentlemen, and the older gentleman's face is really blurred. And AI just loves to just not give him a face. And then you tell it, put a face in that guy, and they're changing the height of the kids. And so you want it to be as authentic as possible, but it's not without some manipulation.
I've put pictures in, like, even John and I, when I put the picture in of the poop plant, the old one, it manipulated our faces that we didn't look like ourselves. And I'm like, that doesn't look good enough. So, I mean, you have to double check it. It's not going to be perfect, but people aren't perfect either.
No.
And there's my baseball argument. So, your kids are enjoying the Orioles season, yes?
Oh, my gosh. My son came home, George.
T-ball? What are we doing?
No. So, he's in regular ball. My husband's Baltimore City police officer, and, every career day at school, he wanted to be a police officer, And the last day of school, leaving second grade, he wanted to be a professional baseball player out of the blue.
Does he have a player?
No. He wants to be one.
Stupid and all, but does he want to be like Cal Ripken? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well,
Gunnar Anderson or Adley Rutschman or whatever.
The boys do have personalized balls from Cal Ripken sitting in their bedroom.
But they don't.
But that being said, they didn't.
Cal's not playing tonight.
No, he's not.
They don't have a player.
They don't have a player. Right. So we signed up George for baseball camp because if you're going to play, be a professional, you got to play baseball. Sign him up for baseball camp Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Surprised him a couple Fridays ago with an O's game versus the Royals. Fantastic game. The kids got so into
it. They won.
It was a short game, too. Like, the innings didn't stretch out for long.
I remember that night.
Yeah. Great game. And it was probably the most genuine fun I've had with my family in a long time.
See, I love hearing that.
Like, the kids were hype. We were
in a
great seat.
And you didn't have to sit in the Truist Club or anything like that. You didn't do anything.
No,
bougie.
We were just in, like, just Section 316.
All right.
A great view of the field and, you know.
Good weather.
Yeah, my kids had their foreheads pressed on the bar because we were in the front row. And
got just, little pictures of them. And like,
oh, yeah. My youngest, Finn, who's six, we just have pictures of him sitting in the stands, legs crossed, just tearing through a bag of peanuts.
Well, I'm going to send them home with some cheesesteaks here at Pizza John's, some delicious East Side pizza. Shane from around here. She was up in Pennsylvania.
Oh, I lived down here for a while.
Yeah, you haven't been to Pizza John's. We're in Essex. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have the brand new Ravens scratch-offs. You have number one. Good luck to you. Jessica does websites and all sorts of fun things for a living. Tell me about your LinkedIn and how to find you and all that stuff. I have turned a few of my friends on to her to build a website, do things. Primarily, you're doing a lot of different things right now, including charity work. You ran for local office. You're mommying. You're summering. You're putting out fires when the Russians try to hack my website. Shame on you, Boris, for trying that. Sometimes that happens in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah. I get emails every time somebody tries to hack your website.
I mean, good luck.
Do you want me to pull it up?
Like, no, I've got, don't hack it right now.
No, I'm not hacking. I'm telling you how many people try to, but we've got two-factor authentication on there. Don't ask me live on air.
You'll scare me because it's going to be a lot.
But
I mean, more than one.
Yeah. So when I came in today to you know, go on air with you, I pulled up the computer. I was working on some client work, and I was telling
ignoring me.
Well, you were setting.
She's
up.
She's good at that.
but I was working with one of my long-term clients, the Loyola School in Baltimore, and they are a nonprofit school in Baltimore, right off of St. Paul Street, and they're here for at-risk students, age 2, up until 4th grade, and I've been working with them since 2017, so my very first client. They started off with pre-K 2, pre-K 3, pre-K 4, and at the time there was only 18 students, and this year they had their first 4th grade graduating class with over 150 students.
I love the feet on the ground with the kids.
Yeah.
You know, that's the best.
Yeah. So these students.
Loyola School of Baltimore.
Right. LoyolaSchoolBaltimore.org. Right now they have summer school. It's a year-round school program because you get to summer and there is the summer slump, or the summer drop, where everything you learned over the past year is just gone. So they prevent that by keeping these kids in school year-round.
Can you do that for me? Come and give me a summer dump.
I would.
So I can recap. I just use my Facebook page, but some things you try to forget. You know, the Orioles start.
You know, math for me. I had to restart math every year. And I
don't know how you people do it with these kids and stuff these days. You know, kids running around, they got devices.
I try to limit it. Like, during the school year, let me tell you, there's nothing more difficult.
Did you come limit mine?
There is nothing more difficult than trying to teach a first grader how to read. And you're trying to teach them mite, and it's not migot. And you're like, honey, you haven't gotten to that lesson yet, but you still have to read for 15 minutes. So one of the trade-offs is you read for 15 minutes, you get to play your tablet for 15 minutes. And now I've got a son who's addicted to reading, and we're going on vacation in 2 weeks. The book series he's reading, Dragon Masters, it's 32 books. And book 32 comes out August 3rd. We're going to be at the beach. We're going to wake up, go to the bookstore first, and then go to the beach.
See, my kid and his wife, they run around and do bookstores in Pennsylvania and antiquing. She's very bookish. They don't have any kids. If they were to come to me tomorrow, I say this to all of you who are parents. Wendy Bronfine, who's been on me many times, had pizza here, Pizza John's. I don't know. Every time I have guests on at Pizza John's, they're guests with kids. Sarah David, who just won Baltimore King, she's got little kids. You got little kids. I send them home with pizza and cheesesteaks and all that. I'm really good with kids. You know, when I came in here, the Coppin State Eagle was here. Jackson was here meeting young children. And I'm trying to make sure the mascot or me don't scare these kids at the door here at Pizza John's in Essex. So I like little kids and stuff. And, like, Luke just came back with his 5-year-old and 2-year-old nieces.
If you follow...
I don't. How long could I last with your kids? Like, if I pick them up at the door and you're like, this is Nestor, he's cool, he's going to hang with you and take you to the ice cream factory at Turkey Hill, take you over to Hershey Park for an hour, take you to one of these ice cream stands in your neighborhood.
They're going to run off without you. They're hyper crazy boys. I raised them to be independent.
Are they going to listen to me?
Maybe, but I do give people...
Steve says no way. He's looking at their management style here.
Back to Loyola School real quick. You can follow them on Facebook, Loyola School Baltimore. Yesterday, they posted a picture of their youngest students. They went on a summer field trip, and everybody's just passed out on the bus.
I want to go on a field trip.
Everybody's just passed out on the school bus, and it just, you know, like... Oh, yeah, that was a good time. Those kids had a great time.
That's the way I felt at 7:15 this morning after my wife dragged my ass back from Planet Fitness. Now but, I'm drinking a milkshake.
Ah. But, you know, being able to help these students, you know, they a lot of them get donors who follow them pre-K to all the way up to fourth grade. And but, you know, we also need to help in between. They've got summer scholarships. And if you would like to donate to the Loyola School, you can do that at loyolaschoolbaltimore.com/donate.
All right. You had a why thing, because I'm Y connected. Hi, Elizabeth. Hi, John. And I've done some stuff with a Y. It's summertime. A lot of volunteering. I've known a lot of people that have been Y. Steve, did you ever work at the Y when you were a kid? You seem like the type of dude. It's like I had a lot of friends that like there was a summer gig, was working with kids at the Y.
They I went to summer camp at whatever. The Y.
Right. I mean, the Y touches everything and everybody. And I know you've been like big in doing this on the Pennsylvania side of things, right?
Yeah. Well, so when I lived in Baltimore, I lived in Edner Gardens, which is right just north of the Old Memorial Stadium, which is right there next
Drove
to the
yesterday.
YMCA. So my Cal husband
Ripken
and I.
Field.
Yeah. My husband and I walked to the YMCA. We were members there. We did exercise classes. And now we're members of the YMCA up in York, Pennsylvania. I took my kids there for swim lessons for 2 weeks. I go there twice a week for exercise classes, and I get the kids in the child watch program so I can exercise and not have to worry about what they're doing, not leave them at home. They've got the basketball court, which my kids all of a sudden are into sports, which I love. Basketball was my sport. And then they've got the pool, and they could spend hours there.
Dude, your kids are going to grandparents next week, camp, Myrtle Beach. It's summer, man. This is great.
It's so easy. It's so easy to just hand over a tablet or turn on the TV because they can do that all day. But
my Uncle Norman, right about 2 miles right down here, Wilson Point, get your ass out of the house, out. I'm like, but it's air conditioning here, and Gilligan's Island reruns are on in the break. Out.
Yeah.
And they made us go out and play.
Yeah, that's what I do. I'm huge into gardening. My kids garden with me.
I don't know how I would be a grandparent. I really don't. Like, I'm working on this on behalf of, like, your kid. I'm going to practice on somebody's kids. Take them out and do something for an hour.
You know, they want to do what you're doing. So... like, I'm big into gardening. My kids have always gardened with me. They have their own designated spots in the backyard that are for their wildflower patches. They know what flowers I like and ones I don't like. They, over the summer, they cut their own flowers. They sell them to neighbors.
I know my role in gardening. Eating it.
Oh, well, maybe yeah, we do the vegetables. We have so many.
Slicing it.
Yep.
Seasoning it, eating it. That's my role.
We have so many tomatoes. We doorbell ditch tomatoes on all of our neighbors' houses.
I got a vat back at home about this big, and I would fill up with the tomatoes, and I would go in there like I'm an old Italiano, like my grandfather. Could squish those things down, a little oregano, a little sugar, a little spice, a little salt, a little garlic, bubble it all up.
I tried to make pasta sauce last year. It did not taste good. So I'll give my tomatoes to you. You can make them for me.
We knocked it out of the park about 6 years ago. And it, like, literally, it was the best sauce ever. And we let it cool down, and Jen put it back on. And you know that setting where, like, the caramelization turns to, like, the color of this cord?
Yeah.
Where my mom would come in from here in Essex without her teeth, and she'd look at it, she'd say, "It ain't burnt. It's just crispy." And I'm like, that's burnt.
That's
you know,
burnt.
Burnt. So we wound up doing the vat, and it wound up at the bottom getting a little, like, the sauce went from, like, number one to number two, 1 to 10, and you're like, it's just a little bit hotter. You know, it just went a little over. So we've been trying to get it right since then. So with these excess tomatoes,
so
bring it over, man. I'll turn that into a primavera. I'll hit that,
now,
man.
All that
rigatoni, I'll have that happen.
You know, I give my tomatoes away for free. The kids, actually, they
what kind of tomatoes are these?
Every kind.
Really?
We have a compost.
A melange?
We have a compost, and we just get volunteer tomatoes everywhere, in the middle of the walkway, in the garden, out of the garden.
She's learning with the amount of creatures we have that we grow little tomatoes.
Because
when you get these heirlooms going and you get greedy, the raccoons get greedy.
Oh, we've got
the deer get greedy.
We don't have any deer. We don't have any raccoons. We do have a pesky chipmunk, though, and it ate through the plastic of my birdhouse that, like, takes pictures of the birds while they come to the birdhouse.
Probably the same guy my wife's feeding the big three nutter peanuts to.
Yeah,
because she thinks it's cute.
No, it's not.
When the little chipmunk has the peanut that looks like the size of a cigar, like a side cigar, you know,
they are weapons of mass destruction. Those chipmunks.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Next thing you're going to start picking on my groundhogs.
I don't have groundhogs.
They're cute.
Really,
they come
like,
up, but they smell.
Okay, so then, you know, groundhogs belong in the middle
two
of the field.
Two things that smell. Groundhogs and the Philly Fanatic, who's coming to town next week.
All mascots
don't smell so good. Jessica Vallis is here. I am the mascot at Baltimore Positive. She is the gatekeeper running all things Baltimore Positive and managing our website through Hartford Designs. You can find her through our website, through me, through our friends up at Seven Valleys and her ice cream project, Seven Valleys Ice Cream Playground. All that information will be attached to this here blog thing, post, podcast, social media, influencer thing. Did I do okay?
Yeah.
Did we get it all in?
Yeah. And if you would like to contact me, you can find me on LinkedIn.
Vallis.
Yep. So all you need to do, LinkedIn, type in Jessica Vallis. And that's it. I've got, like, that's my handle, my extension, /Jessica Vallis. You got to keep it simple. If I can, I avoid numbers.
That's my whipped cream at the end that Brett told me would really pay off, and it did.
I'm surprised this isn't already gone.
Dr. Steve Elliott is up next. He is my chiropractor, keeping my back together. He adjusted me earlier. He's going to adjust my attitude in a minute. He might adjust some of that pizza I got over there. Pepperoni, olive, green pepper, and mushroom today because I'm feeling special. They're shutting down East Point Mall later on. John Allen is going to be here. We're going to tell some East Point Mall stories. Steve, did you ever see the Penguins at East Point Mall? When you were a kid? No, you're so uptown. Lock Raven kids, they never came over to the mall. They didn't know. We were like the armpit of the East Side. Nobody ever came. Nobody ever left. They came to the Point. They left. That was it. Dundalk forever. I'm wearing my straight out of Dundalk shirt, even though I'm in Essex right now. We're Pizza John's, all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have the freshly minted, very metallic, and they feel lucky, Raven scratch-offs here. We're Pizza John's in Essex. We're going to be at Costas and Timonium next Thursday. It is all brought to you by GBMC and our partners at Farnan and Dermer. They are the comfort guys, and I'm really comfortable right now because I have this padded seat that makes me feel taller than Jessica. I'll feel taller than Steve. Steve and I are going to talk about rugby, Columbia, the country, not Maryland, chiropractic care, as always, in my back, because that's important.
Oh, I go, like, every other week.
His mom's appetite and what she wants on her cheesesteak when I send it home today. I'm going to send her a crab cake home, too. She's going to be better than she thinks it's going to be. It's Pizza John's. And what do you want to talk about? Your shirt, floral shirts? Something like that. Steve Elliott is here. He's been my friend for 28 years. The week that this radio station opened, so August 3rd is our 28th anniversary. Got to check.
Oh.
Make a note for our web developer.
Oh, me. Okay.
That we need to get, that's a new 28th logo. I don't know, something with 28 on it. This is the way I work with Jessica. I'm like, this.
I also design.
Make it purple.
Not just websites.
Make it orange. So anyway, so it's our 28th anniversary. The week that I went into business, I get a call at the radio station from 410-882-7670. Right?
Are you supposed to be giving his number?
I'm not Googling that, right? This is the whole Mary Lou Henner in me.
Is that number supposed to be public?
That's his landline. That's your landline. 882-7670.
At least it's the office line.
That's your line, right? You want Pizza John's? 410-687-7733. Says so right on the box. It's right there. So what other numbers you want? My home landline? No, I'm not giving my Social Security number out on the air. But anyway, Steve called me, and I checked the number. I'm like, Elliott Family Chiropractic Life. I'm like, that sounds like a church. And I looked at it, and I looked, and I went down, and he, of course, is right underneath the freeway, right across from Bob Davidson Ford, right at the confluence of where 695 crosses the imaginary Joppa Road on the map. Looks like it just goes over top, because it does. It's Dr. Steve Elliott's there. He's been my chiropractor for 28 years as of next week, because he called me, and he's like, hey, dude, I hear you talking about chiropractic and Ed Block and this and that, and you're in the neighborhood, and hey, come by, man. So that's where the story will pick up. And Steve and I, 28 years later, he's adjusted my wife on her deathbed at Hopkins. He's adjusted me over the bar at the barn.
I got 25 adjusted
years ago. If
I
need to get adjusted on this,
pregnant.
This table's solid. He could do, yeah, right. So I'm good right now. You're a chiropractic believer?
Oh, yeah. I went, when I was pregnant, I went 3 times a week.
See, Steve likes people like you because this is where, like, I've heard people, don't tell him, people call chiropractors witch doctors sometimes.
Oh,
and I,
there is a great,
I fight back against that sort of talk about.
If you, obviously, if you like podcasts, you should listen to Science Versus. And there's a Science Versus chiropractor.
His wife's listening right now. It's all she does.
Yeah. And it gives the history of, you know, being a chiropractor and everything like that. It's a great podcast. They go through like everything.
I took a yoga class this week on a yoga assist with a friend of mine who's going through teacher training, and it was a chiropractor who gave the lecture on it. And don't tell him. Chiropractors are some of my favorite people. Don't tell Doug Miller.
I feel great afterwards.
Don't tell any of my chiropractic buddies.
Listen, if you can give me a 45-minute massage and it's covered by my insurance, I will take it.
Steve Elliott is available over at Joppa Road, Elliott Family Chiropractic. Like, he's going to be our next guest. We're going to eat pizza. We're going to drink beer, maybe. I'm drinking milkshakes. I just had a delicious
mint
chocolate chip milkshake. Second ever milkshake I have here. I get a. It looks like a thumbs up, doesn't it, here at Pizza John's. We're back for more. John's going to be here. We're closing down East Point Mall. We're going to Costas. We are at Pizza John's in Essex. Back for more on Baltimore Positive. And if the website's down, it's her fault. Stay with us.